Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm home. We're coming from home today. And I want you all to note the new phone number because the old one will be defunct very shortly and you won't be able to get in. The new number is 319-527-6305. It is listed on my website. It's listed on all my emails, so there are definitely ways to find it, to write it down and put it in your little consciousness there, because we want you to be able to get to the show to ask your questions. All right, lots of exciting stuff, having some great meetings around Bapalapaloo, some new exciting things happening. When they're totally real, I'll bring them forward and share them with you. What you can do for Bappa now is if you are planning on getting a Bappa for Christmas for yourself, for your mate, for a child, for anybody to donate some, please get them on Amazon between now and September 18th. That way we can make the Amazon toy list, which will help out our sales at Christmas considerably. So that is one way you could sure help the Bappa cause in getting the self-love out to everybody in the world, not just the children. If you weren't with us for the plan of your life, you missed a great webinar. Oh, my goodness, just one right after another, after another, after another, after another. Clarity about how to make the best plan for your life and bring it into fruition. It was very, very powerful webinar. It's, of course, still available. You can still order it right now off I Am Dee Wallace, and it's called The Plan of Your Life. And our next one, I'm really stoked about, is the United States presidential election. What it means spiritually, how's it affecting your energy, what we can learn and be and hold for the highest outcome for the world, because whatever happens with this country is a direct effect on what happens with the world and what's going on in the world. The craziness of this election is more positive than you can ever hope to know. But I'm sure, just like every webinar, there's going to be a lot of insight and new ways of looking at all this for me also and for all of us. So I hope you join us, because it's literally a metaphor, a microcosm of what is going on within all of us. You might say, are we all Democrats or Republicans, and what the heck does that mean? So that'll be September 25th. It's going to be on a Saturday, a little different than most of our webinars, but I think time-wise it might be even more convenient for a lot of people. Join me in Atlanta on December 10th. I'll be doing the keynote there. And the keynote that I'm going to be doing is bringing and proving and showing and discussing how spirituality, religion, and science all come together, one of my favorite subjects. So we're going to dive in here today. This is quite interesting, what we're going to talk about today. And, you know, we talk a lot about self-love. All of our work is based on self-love. I'm going to read you a little bit out of Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God. Life will take off for you when you choose for it to. You have not so chosen as yet. You have procrastinated, prolonged, protracted, protested. Now it is time that you promulgated and produced what you have been promised. To do this, you must believe the promise and live it. You must live the promise of God. The promise of God is that you are His son, her offspring, its likeness, His equal. Okay, so many of us are just still, we just want to fight that so badly, you know. I want to read this other little part to you. There is a quicker way, a faster way, a shorter route, a quicker path. And that is acceptance of who and what you are right now and demonstration of that. This is what Jesus did. It is the path of the Buddha, the way of Krishna, the walk of every master who has appeared on the planet. And every master has likewise had the same message. What I am, you are. What I can do, you can do. These things and more shall you also do. Yet you have not listened. You have chosen instead the far more difficult path of one who thinks he is the devil, one who imagines he is evil. You say it is difficult to walk the path of Christ, to follow the teachings of Buddha, to hold the light of Krishna, to be a master. Yet I tell you this, it is far more difficult to deny who you are than to accept it. You are goodness and mercy and compassion and understanding. You are peace and joy and light. You are forgiveness and patience, strength and courage, a helper in time of need, a comforter in time of sorrow, a healer in time of injury, a teacher in times of confusion. You are the deepest wisdom and the highest truth, the greatest peace and the grandest love. You are these things, and in moments of your life, you have known yourself as these things. Choose now to know yourself as these things always. And I go back to my favorite, well, one of my favorite quotes from Ramtha. You want to see God? Go look in a looking glass. You are looking Him straight in the face. So my question to you today is, do you like yourself? Do you like yourself? Do you like who you are? Are you the person you think you should be? Do you react in love? Are you happy? Do you think people like you? Are you peaceful? Are you the charge that you want to send out into the world? Well, when I started asking myself those things, I realized that I loved myself more than I liked myself. And so I said to the channel, I want to know. I want to know how we can all accept that we are wonderful just the way we are. And, of course, the first thing they gave me is choose. And I said, well, I need more definition than just choose. But we know we have to hold the intention of choosing. Okay, yes, yes. I choose. I choose to accept that I'm wonderful and that I'm God and that I'm awesome. I choose that right now. Now, They wanted us to clear number 15 on page 1. Clear is an old word, bring into balance. Clear the physical imbalances in the body, anything creating imbalance in our definition of happiness from genetic balance. And under balance, in number 16 on the genetic sheet is divine right destiny. So our divine right destiny, the thing that's in our way that we've been taught in our divine right destiny, and we expand on this in the Plan of Your Life webinar, is that we've just been taught you can never be God. Now, we expand on that because God is all love, God is all good, God is all right. But that's not true. God is everything. God is everything. So everything you are right now is God. Everything you are right now is the highest expression of God there is. Because what is God? God is always expanding the meaning of what God is. Always. So we're caught in the I can choose, I can't choose place. Those of us that are in communities like this that know that loving ourselves and accepting ourselves as God is the key to all freedom are still in embattlement of the decades and lifetimes we have been taught you can't be God, you can't be God, you can't be God. So you can't choose, right? Because God is always in choice in creating. So, by the way, if you're stuck in the word God, use universal truth. Use divine love. Use source. Use the force. All those words apply to the energy that is all creation. So we want to balance all the energies and frequencies within our own holograms. And we are stating very clearly, I have permission. I give myself permission. God has given me permission because that is who I am. I have permission to be the God I choose to be. I have permission to love me unconditionally. I have permission to know my greatness. I have permission, I'm giving myself permission to experience the light that I am. I am the permission itself to experience the God that I am. In other words, you don't have to be perfect to know your God or to be God. There is no perfection. There is only becoming. And so in this lifetime, if you are becoming, if you are learning, if you are striving, if you are wanting to know the highest truth and the understanding, if you're climbing and sometimes you trip, that's a great expression of God, because God can't expand without pushing its limits. And sometimes those limits make us trip, or we trip within those limits because we want to remain in that judgment place. Being God is being a loving exploration of it all so that we can all expand. So we are claiming this for all energy as we begin this show today in all dimensions. I like me because I am exploring it all. When I look in the looking glass, I see God exploring it all. And so it is. Okay, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love around knowing and experiencing the God that I am. Accepting it and loving it unconditionally, and so it is. anything else we're supposed to say. Okay, that was a little heavier than what we start most shows with, but it's up. And that's a lot of what now they're adding, now that I've said all that. It's a lot of what this election and everything that's coming forward about this election and both candidates is about, is this really learning what God is and giving ourselves the right to love ourselves in the exploration of that. Okay, so I can go to the calls. Yes, hold on. There was 718, and they called in for the very first. I'm going to take you. Your name's not up here yet, but I. Hi, 718-887. You're on. Did you want to talk to me today?
Yes. In fact, okay. I didn't even press one. That is hysterical.
Well, it's funny because I was watching the switchboard. I always get here early and, you know, tune in and listen to where I'm supposed to go today. And you were the first caller on, and I heard very clearly, write the number down. You have to take this call. So
that is really bizarre because I
not
never highlight. One.
In my life, that's the way things work.
But
what's
I did
your name,
want to
baby?
Talk to you. since the that webinar, which really blew me away, so many changes are happening, and what I find is I need a little assistance with how I go into a higher plane and come back in, because it's almost like I crash land, and
yes.
It hurts the body. So
well, it hurts you spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, chemically, cosmically, and dimensionally. It hurts us in all ways because it's jarring when you tune in and plug in to that higher vibration. That's what you're talking about, right? Yeah, the vibration that is creation itself. When you tune in and plug in there, and then you come back and you get hit with the news and you get hit with kind of the mundaneness of life, it's jarring. And so right now, we need to know that we're not able to stay there all the time.
Right.
And not to be disappointed because we can't. We're in the process, for the first time really, not ever, but there's only been, three other times in the history of the universe that there have been civilizations that had people who were able to reach in and tap in and understand this. So, again, the channel wants you all to know how great you are, that you are a part of the fourth round of a few people in a civilization that can do this. So what we want to do is keep our focus on, isn't it wonderful, isn't it incredible that we're able to branch out and start doing this again instead of, oh, my God, why can't I stay there? So as we discussed in the webinar, some of the easiest ways. You want to go into the experience, not just the thought pattern, not just the words. So tell me who you love more in your life than anybody else.
My grandniece.
Okay. Now, do you see that little laugh that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you to fall into your heart And let's just everybody practice this. Pick something that you love. You just the minute you think about it, you get filled up with it. A little puppy, a kitty cat, a baby in your life, and just go to your heart center and start loving it. Just experience that love for it. And the channel is adding, put a smile on your face while you're thinking about this, because it helps open your heart. Yeah. You see, you're in the vibration that you are talking about right now. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Okay. It's that easy. So now, can you understand that that vibration that you're feeling now is the same vibration that creates money? And that is the vibration that creates health. So anytime you want to create anything, you want to go to that vibration first. You go to the vibration first, and then you fantasize about the creation.
That makes sense.
It makes sense, and it's so easy. But we do it the other way. We try to go to the creation of stuff so that we can feel that goodness. But we're not in harmony with the goodness because we're not in this vibration. That's what Abraham Hicks means when they say, be on your high-flying disc first, right? And then,
yeah.
And then say what you want.
Well, it's almost like opening the door so you can go out.
Yeah.
You have to open the door first.
You have to open the door, or for it to come in is a better way to look at it. You know,
right.
if you want God to come into your house, you got to open up the door to let him in. And your heart is the door. And God is all creation, or the force, or divine love, or money, or health. If you open your heart and go to the vibration of your little niece, it's really almost, well, the channel is saying it is impossible to open the door and let anger in, because you can't hold both things at the same time.
Right.
Now, they also want to be very clear with everybody. We're not judging anger. We're not saying anger is bad. We're just saying anger is not the vibration that's going to create what you want. But anger is a part of God experiencing itself also.
Okay.
So self-judgment is not going to get us to the place where we like and love ourselves. It's just not. Do you understand? Did I answer your question?
In a roundabout way, yes.
Well, now, hold on. What do you mean in a roundabout way? You said, tell me what your question was again.
Well, it was about going up in the energy and then coming back down into the body.
Okay, but I'm saying to you, the energy is in your body. That's how we got to it. We opened your heart. We took your heart
into
an experience of love. You see, you don't ever have to go out of yourself. You can't go out of yourself. The experience you want to create within yourself. So that's the misunderstanding, is where do I have to go outside of myself, reach up, leave myself? No, 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 no. The greatest gifts are within you.
Spirit is really nailing it, because it's been years of doing things backwards.
Yes, we all of us, darling, all of us.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Thank you. I see. I always do what I'm told, and I knew I was supposed to start there. So thank you so much for that enlightenment. Bye-bye. Awesome. Okay, so that's just a minuscule amount of what we covered in the webinar, The Plan of Your Life. If you want to talk to the channel, press star 1, guys. Otherwise, you will not be up in the lineup here. Okay, I'm going to go to Phyllis. Hi, you're on, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, you're going in and out, Phyllis, so get off your speakerphone or whatever, because I'm not going to be able to understand what you're saying.
Okay. Is this better?
I think so. Keep talking.
Okay, I'm gonna walk outside and go out a better soon. But yeah, I just had something kind of strange at a club.
Baby, you're going in and out. You got to find a place and stop there, because.
Okay.
Okay.
Is better?
Yes, just stop there now and quit walking. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was out. Shooting video last night, and I noticed some guy just had a camcorder aimed right at me, and so I kind of ducked behind something, which, you know, was kind of a way of telling another photographer or something, I don't want my picture taken. I don't know what you're doing. And then later, I was somewhere else, and there he was again. It was just weird, but I had this strange reaction to it, and I was just trying to wrap my head around that or get clarity on it. Like,
well, why didn't you just walk over to him and ask him why he was shooting you?
Yeah, I did. I went up to him. Actually, I just went up to him and told him I didn't want to be, you know, I told him to stop. Because it turned out he was, like, a little mentally ill. But,
well, in other words, in your perception, he was acting funny.
Yeah, right? But I asked somebody there, like, who is that guy? And they told me he was a little off, but I don't know.
Okay.
It was just kind of, I figured there's something there, and I was just a little bit like, so I just went into this animal instinct or something, like, just,
well,
stop doing that.
I don't find that there's anything there.
Okay.
When I say it's about him or him shooting you, I get a no. So it's more about where we're going is you holding the camera and you shooting. So not about you shooting other people, but let's just find out where they want us to go. So we're going to the sheets.
Okay.
And we're going to a core belief. Because I don't know. I'm not. He's the key in to you.
Yeah, I figure it had to do with me. But
always has to do. Everything has to do with you. Yeah. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. Okay. So, Phyllis, this is the highest understanding, yes. So, Phyllis, what he was doing was he was paying attention to you. He was, in his world, making you important.
It was totally creepy.
He was singling you out, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But those are all things that you're kind of asking for in a lot of places in the rest of your world.
So wanting to be seen and wanting to put my work out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that tells you you're kind of in conflict within yourself and kind of fighting yourself. So the highest word is safety now. So when I'm seen, when I'm singled out, when people are watching me doing what I love to do, when I'm successful here, I'm not safe.
Oh, wow.
And that's what he was representing. So
okay.
You've got to get those two things now in alignment and integrated into feeling good and positive. Because
okay.
you're looking for things in your career to expand, and they can't expand without people focusing on you and and looking at you and singling you out, right?
Yeah, what was great, I was with this guy, standing with this guy, and he comes, the guy that was recording me comes up to me, and he has his card, and he's telling me he has the right to video me, and I look at the card, and it's my friend's card. It was just that I'm working on this project with. He just sort of, I mean, he was a little bit off, but it felt like
yeah,
it was in some bizarre scene.
It raised
yeah.
the safety thing.
Oh, it did. It did.
Okay.
I was just in his face, like, you stop. You know, it's stalker energy. It was just like, oh, my God.
Well, in your perception, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In his
perception,
it was harmless.
Okay.
Okay, but what it's representing for you is that you need to look at, I'm safe being seen.
Okay.
Okay, that resonates with
okay.
you, I know it does.
Oh, yeah, it does, and it was all about safety, too. I was just like, why are you shooting me, you know? What's going
yeah,
on?
I understand, but get away from shooting me to why are you looking at me? Why are you watching me? Why are you, you know,
yeah.
breaking me down? Because, you know, guys, bosses and people that are over us and people that are in power to make decisions, they have to do that. They have to scrutinize what we're doing in our job and who we are. If we're not safe being scrutinized, then there's something bad about the creation of ourselves that needs to come in alignment. Okay, baby?
Okay, great. Thanks, Dee. That's a big help.
Yeah. You bet. Thank you. Okay. Okay, Lynn, what's up?
Oh, hey. Hi.
Hi.
I think that the last caller might have kind of nailed it for me, but what are you doing?
Yeah, basically, guys, if you heard the beginning of the show, are you safe to be God or not?
Well, I do.
Are you safe to accept that you are the creation of you? Is that a safe place to be, to accept all of the responsibility? Are you safe to accept all of the things that you've done or not done in the rest of your life, and to know they are just part of learning and expanding, and that, you know, self-judgment isn't serving you at all? So how does this fit into what you're calling about?
Self-judgment, I think there's kind of up for me. In a physical
sense.
Well,
it's always been one of your biggest things, Lynn, is self-judgment.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else is judging your weight, ever. From the time I've known you, nobody's ever judged your weight but you.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it feels
okay.
like it's I'm tired of it. I'm like,
well,
surrendering.
Okay, then the only thing you can do is to choose to do that. You
right.
see, if you know what you want, then you've got to allow yourself to create it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so many of us are going, oh, well, I know what I want, but I can't get there. It's so hard. How do I do this? Well, we just did a whole webinar on how to do it. And the first
right.
thing you have to do is you have to choose. And you have to feel good first. So whatever you have to do to feel good, that's what you have to do. The intention and the choice comes first. So when I say right now, you know, you're holding the intention and you've actually committed to letting go of all this self-judgment, I get a no. And by the way, I get a no for all of us.
Mm.
And I'm saying to all of us, myself included, there's nowhere for us to go then if we don't want to give that up. So are we going to choose today or not? What do you think, Glenn? You want to choose to accept yourself right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, me too. How about everybody else? Answer out loud for yourself. We are absolutely acknowledging and accepting the fact that we accept ourselves right now. And we like ourselves for who we are. We're pretty awesome people, but we've defined that awesomeness from the point of view of always having to look for what's wrong so we can make it right. Now, we're just going to accept, you know, whatever I've gone through, whatever I've done, it's been my journey, and now I know I don't have to make it so hard. Now I know the first step is to accept myself and everything I've done and everything I am and exactly the way I look and all the BS that I did last week. Whatever it is, I'm just accepting myself and knowing that's part of God expanding itself, learning about itself, and I'm going to like who I am, period. So everybody go to that love place, your great niece or your great nephew or your doggy or your kitty cat or wherever that love place is. That is what it feels like to totally accept ourselves. And that feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So live there this week. Keep practicing that this week. Let's stop the old thing of I have to find what's wrong with me in order to get better. That's not where our focus wants to be anymore. We had to do that for a while to get to this place of expansion so we could learn now all we have to do is just like ourselves the way we are. Nothing else,
beautiful.
Lynn. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It is beautiful, incredibly beautiful. All right, thank you, darling. We're going to Lee in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Good morning. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Lee.
Oh, this is just grand. Oh, wow.
Good.
Power of choice. Freedom
yeah.
of love, right? Totally. And could you please remind us again of the four cornerstones? Somehow that needs to come up again.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on, because I used to have it posted right in front of me. And it so the four cornerstones are how I see myself, right? How I see the world. How I see the world seeing me. What's the next one?
Live in the present moment.
Well, yes, because if you don't, if you're not living in the present moment, guys, you're bringing all your past baggage with you. And you can only see the moment then out of that old baggage, right?
Yep.
So, yes, we must live in the present moment. So what does that have to do with what we're talking about right now? Oh, okay. So in this moment right now, when we're all sitting here in this beautiful high vibration of love and acceptance, in this present moment, can you feel how much you like yourself? Lee, can you?
Oh, yeah.
I can, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we talk a lot about self-love, but the channel is saying self-love sometimes is a lot easier than self-like.
Yep.
You know? And just accepting is really the highest word for the show right now, is accepting who we are and everything we've done and everything we've been and who we are right now and the creation of us into the future, accepting that as our great destiny of living out the exploration of God. That's what we're doing, is we're living out the exploration and the expansion of God by accepting who we are unconditionally. Are you there? Hello? Yeah, I think I lost her. Well, I'm sure she heard that. I don't know what happened to that call, but we're going to Randy in Colorado. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling because my husband, for some reason, 3 jobs in a row, he lost all 3 jobs, and none of it was his fault. Like his last job, he just got laid off. His whole department got laid off. He's in sales, and so he has to make a certain commission. So his job before,
And he's not aware of this, Randy, but he's being attracted to jobs that are going to fall through. How old is he?
47.
Okay, so why are they giving me that he wants to retire already?
Well, he wants to do this network marketing job. That's what he's been working on the side, which he's so passionate about, but that's not really, and he's trying so hard, but he's it's not panning out either.
Okay.
He doesn't
know.
He wants to you know, have a good life. You know, so that's probably what they're thinking. He wants to like be able to have money and do the things
okay.
he wants to do. And
So Randy, you understand from listening to the whole rest of the show, he can't have that until he finds a way to bring himself into vibration with how that's going to feel. In other words, he's got to feel good. He's got to feel that vibration of having all of that be a success. Because the other things he's doing just until he gets this stuff off the ground, and this is what he's really passionate about, so he doesn't really want to hold those other jobs.
Interesting.
Yeah, you see. So he's kind of, I want it and I don't want it at the same time. I want it because I need to make a living. I need to make some money, but I don't really want
to
do it. I really want to do this.
Yeah, he really wants that network marketing job to like, so because that's kind of, you know.
Okay, so
he's passionate about that one.
So the real question is, how can he make that successful? Not how can he go out and get yet another job that he doesn't really want to do.
He's working on it. I don't know.
So hold on, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
I'm like, I think the word that I hate this movie that I thought of, but I can't. I only thought of Terms of Endearment. I don't know why.
Okay. So, Terms of Endearment was all about a relationship of kind of love hate between the mother and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, they want to give you both things. There's two things, and again, guys, remember, anything that comes into the show has to do with the theme of the show today. So am I going to straight to a core belief? Yes, this page here. Okay, the first one is I can never be God, so which means I can't be my own creator, which means if I can make this a success, it's just luck because I don't have a lot to do with it. That's number one. Number two is I'm so passionate and I so love this and I so want to make this happen, but I'll never be God, and I can't. Do you see the conflict?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in other words, what the channel is giving us on the show today is, yes, you have to get into the vibration. Yes, you have to find the vibration that matches it, which is feeling good. And then you need to hold on to the belief that you are absolutely the God that can create it from that now. You have to accept, are we ready, willing, and able to accept and love ourselves and accept the fact that we are given the right to create from energy on this plane. And the two of those things together and feeling good are really all we need to create. Now, we go into a lot more definition and expansion and understanding of this in the webinar, The Plan of Your Life. But right now, what they're bringing to everybody on the show is find the vibration, create from that vibration, and know that you absolutely are given the right and the permission by God, as the God you are, to create that, that you have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go, okay, well, I'm feeling happy and everything, but that's not going to work because I'm not God.
Okay.
Right? The two things can't come together. So
it
was a great question that brought together a lot more clarity for us. Are you clear about what you need to tell him now?
Yes, I am. I wrote it all down.
Okay. You have to know you can. You have permission from God, the universe, source, the force, to go do this. You're the only one that can do this. All energy will come forward to work with you on this. Feel good first and know you can. Feel good first and know you can. You've been given the right to go create this.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. That brought in clarity for me too. See, just consistently expanding into what we are understanding, right? I'm going to Jay in Canada. Hi, honey, you're on.
Thanks for taking my call, Dee. It's been a great
uh-huh.
show listening to it. So my question is that I got spiritually bullied on Monday. I'm just recovering from the person that basically knocked something on my third eye and just recovering that. So
okay.
I just wonder what the channel has to say regarding.
Jay?
What?
Who creates you, you or them?
Me.
Okay, so you let them, you said, I'm the creator of me, I'm the God of me, but I will give my creation away to you. It's what happened, because they didn't take it away from you. You allowed them, your creation for a while, to knock you on your batukas. So what fear did they put you into, Jay?
Well, it was a childhood fear.
Of?
Of abandonment.
Of abandonment?
Not standing up for myself. Not standing
okay.
up for myself.
Well, you see, and that's what you did. That's what we all do. When we allow somebody else to screw around with our energy and we go in the toilet because of something they did, we have given up and abandoned our own godliness. Right? So it appears that they abandoned you, but the person that really abandoned you is you. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm just listening to this because I'm like, I'm wondering if I did that to myself, or I don't think I did it to myself. I just like, it just really struck me off guard, so.
Okay, what I'm saying is, whatever they did, However you allowed yourself to react is your creation.
Yes.
Okay. So if you had been able to stand back and gone, gosh, I didn't like this. This didn't feel good. I didn't like what they did to me. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they were threatened in some way. Maybe they're exploring their part of God that doesn't feel good within themselves. I don't know why they did this to me, but I do know I don't like it, and I'm not going to allow myself to create myself as less because of what they did. Mm. And it's true. I'm standing here, and I can feel that I don't like it, and that just tells me I've got to get back to the place where I feel good and I'm vibrating on a higher level. Otherwise, I'm going to start creating a lot of stuff that I don't like going into the toilet and feeling like I'm a victim.
Right.
So I'm asking you right now, what could Jay do to make him feel better right now?
Right now, I would have to do some meditation.
Okay. So if you're going to meditate, they would like you to meditate from a place of joy and love. Get yourself in that vibration first and then go into the meditation. So many people are meditating from the vibration of, I feel bad, so I have to do this to feel better. They want you to get to the vibration first and then meditate and watch how much more your meditation does for you. So you can't tell me, Jay, because I know you too well, you can't tell me there's no place in your life where you have the experience of love.
Yes.
So where is that?
Where is that? In me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, in my intelligence, actually.
Okay, so when you go to your heart and you feel into your intelligence, that fills your heart up with love.
Yes, yes it does.
Okay, all right, so that's what you want to do. By the way, the channel is saying no judgment out there, everybody listening. You see, the judgment that's coming up, that's exactly what they're talking about. No, 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 no. You judge them, you judge yourself, and then you're open to everybody else's judgment, which is what Jay's talking about. So you go to your heart, you feel into your intelligence, how much you love your intelligence, which I get, yes, that works for you, and then you go into the meditation.
Okay.
Guys, if there's anything they're going to drum into our heads, it's whatever you have to do before you create, feel better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Love you as always. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Jay. All right.
You
know, Patty, we've only got 1 minute, but I was told to take the call. What's up? Patty, are you there? All righty. Don't know what's going on with the phones today. Weird. Well, you're on, but now you're off. Okay, so why was I told to take... it's about being present. Okay, so everybody, I want you to be present in your heart center, whatever creates that high vibration. That loving vibration, that vibration of joy, that vibration of freedom, whatever creates that, you want to take that into your heart and then proceed out into the world to create what you want. We're adding anything to that. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am the vibration of divine love through my puppies, through my kitties, through nature, through my niece, through my nephew, through giggling, through laughter, through silly movies. I am the vibration of divine love and joy. And from there, I create everything else. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. And if you are going to get a little bubba, go get them now before September 18th. I love you so much. Go create an amazing week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.